Shall we read together the responsive reading? 660? 660. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of the sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, he prospers. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. May God bless the reading of his word. Shall we pray? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that our Lord Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Help us to walk in the path of righteousness. Help us to have our eyes fixed upon him who is the way. Help us to have our hearts fixed on him who is our life, our joy, our salvation. Help us to always, Lord, be faithful and true. And help us always to look upon you and follow you wherever you might lead us. Bless us today. Bless your word that will be spoken to us. Bless our pastor who will proclaim your message. Open our hearts so that we might accept it. Open our eyes so that we might see the wonder of your word. And may your word lighten up our path and our way so that we might follow after you. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you. I would like to read to you two verses from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. An American reporter said, "Counterfeit 100 American bills are a threat to the American economy and may ruin the system, but also undermine the economies of other nations and world stability in general. Counterfeiting is one of the most profitable and widely spread forms of crime these days. Governments spend large amounts of money to catch counterfeiters. Every coin or bill is either genuine or counterfeit. Even if it is almost like genuine, it is still counterfeit. And the more it looks and feels like the genuine, the more dangerous the counterfeit is. Money is not the only thing that is counterfeit. Paintings, jewelry, watches, t-shirts and clothing, and other things can be counterfeited. As a matter of fact, all good things or things of value are counterfeited. Not only in the natural world, but also as well as in the spiritual world. And before I continue, I would like to sort of make this comment. While I'm preaching or I'm sharing this message to you, someone may ask, and how do we know that your message and you are not a counterfeit? And that would be a very good question. How do I know that you and what you're preaching is not counterfeit? Because we'll be touching at some, in some areas, others or other dogmas. Well, the only way I can answer that is if what I say and if what I teach or preach is not from the Bible and it cannot be backed up by the Bible, and if you find it to be wrong and against the will of God and against the gospel of Jesus Christ, then not only don't believe it, but expose it. God warns against counterfeiters. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, test everything, hold on to the good. The Greek word is dokimazo. I examine everything. Although counterfeiters and counterfeits are bad and can ruin people's lives, I believe that spiritual counterfeits are the worst and most dangerous counterfeits. Jesus warned his followers against counterfeits. Luke 12:15 says, he said to them, watch out, be on your guard. Let's look at some of the counterfeits in the spiritual world. And once again, let's remember what Jesus said. He said, watch out, be on your guard. The problem, I believe, today with Christians is that they don't watch out. We are not on our guard. We accept what someone offers. And if the person who is teaching it and preaching it and exposing the gospel or commenting on the gospel is done well and his arguments are logical, then we may follow him or her. Without even checking it, investigating it, and to see whether it's biblical. We will be looking this morning very quickly at some of the counterfeits in the spiritual world. First is counterfeit gods. Counterfeit gods. Idolatry, idol worshiping was a common sin of Israel. The first commandment says, you shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol. An idol is not only an image made of metal or stone, but it can be and usually is a mental image. Not metal, but mental image. The god of feelings, for example, love of money or other material things, love of fame and prestige, love of a religion and religious experiences can become gods. Please listen to what the Word of God says, Colossians 3:5. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires and greed, which is idolatry. Well, counterfeit gods. It's not a counterfeit god is not only the statue, it's not only an icon, and I know that many people would rather go to in front of a of a statue or in front of an icon and start praying and kissing that icon, and I come from a country that happens all the time. That is idolatry, because instead of focusing on God, our Creator, we're focusing on a picture that a man created. And that is idolatry, and that is counterfeiting, and that is something that we should not do as Christians. Number two, second is the counterfeit Christ. There are a lot of people who believe in Christ. As a matter of fact, I believe that about 3 or more billion people believe in God, in Jesus. As I have said before, the Christians say that they believe in Jesus. The Muslims say they believe in Jesus as being one of the prophets, a lesser prophet than Muhammad. The Jews believe that there was a great rabbi whose name was Jesus. And other Eastern religions, Hinduism, believes that Jesus is one of their gods. But that these are counterfeit Jesuses. The only Jesus that is in the Bible is the living creator of the universe. Jesus said that I am the only way, the only truth, the only life. False counterfeit Christ will deceive even believers. Matthew 24, verses 24 and 25. For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect, if that were possible. I've told you ahead of time, the writer says, so we can remember what Apostle what Jesus said. And Apostle Paul was warning the disciples and the followers of Christ to be on their guard. Jesus Christ of the cults is not the Christ of the Bible. There have been and still are many that claim to be Jesus Christ today. David, the cult leader who burnt to death with his followers in Waco, Texas, claimed to be Jesus. Few years ago, the Gazette reported that Ukrainian authorities arrested 500 followers of a cult leader who called herself Maria Devi Christos, formerly called Maria Dzvigar. A graduate of Kiev University journalism faculty. The report says that her followers sang songs about Maria Christos all night long, but their leader has been hiding, avoiding arrest. There are many who claim to be the Anointed One. Many who claim that they are the representative of Christ. Many claim that they are today's version of Christ. All these are counterfeits. Third, counterfeit prophets and teachers. In Matthew 7:15, we read, "Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves." 2 Peter 2, verses 1 and 2. We read, "But there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their shameful ways and will bring the way of truth into this disrepute." And again, who am I to judge others? Who am I to speak against someone else? And who am I to pretend to have the right doctrine and not others. And may God help me not say that at all this morning, but to warn each one of us, including me, that we must be on our guard and we must be very careful who we follow. Once we gave a book, my wife and I gave a book to a lady that she claims to be spirit-filled, a born-again believer. And after a month, I called her and I said, "So what's happening with that book? Did you read it?" She says, No. I'm not going to read it because I called. I don't want to mention his name, but one of the greatest preachers these days on the radio. And he has followed. She says, "I follow his teachings." And I said, "That's too bad, because you should be following Christ. We must be focusing on Jesus and his message. And if you didn't want to read the book, that's fine. But to call his office in the United States to ask for permission to read a book or anything means that you are now the follower of a man. And you have, of course, other cults and other religious groups, even though they may call themselves Protestants or they may call themselves evangelicals. Be careful with the message. The messenger may be great looking, may have the best sounding voice. He may be educated. He may have all the credentials. He may have all kinds of degrees. But if the message is not from the Bible and if the message does not tell the truth, then watch out. Pray about it. Don't ask me or anyone else. You can discuss it with someone else. You can discuss it with me as a pastor. But ask God to show you. Because a small variation, a small change in the Word of God may destroy someone's life. Counterfeit prophets and teachers are here today. Counterfeit gospel is fourth. Counterfeit teachers will pervert the gospel of Christ and change it to fit their false doctrine. In Galatians 1, verses 6 and 7, we read, "I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel." Now, please remember that this letter was written to believers, not unbelievers, not those who thought they were Christian, but is written to the believers in Galatia and says, "I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. A counterfeit gospel can only produce counterfeit faith." Counterfeit. You take a $20 bill or a $100 bill and you look at it, you put it under the light and you check it and it's perfect. It doesn't look like counterfeit at all. You go to the bank and you want to give it to the bank teller and she picks it up and puts it to another machine and says, "This is counterfeit." But you say, "No, it looks, it's perfect." And she says, "No, I'm sorry, that's counterfeit." Well, the more genuine it looks, the more dangerous that counterfeit is. And the governments and authorities are afraid that they will not be able to, from now, they won't be able to detect counterfeit and the economies will collapse. And while it's the same thing with Christian leaders and Christians that believe that they have the truth and yet they are counterfeit, and because they have such a authority and power, people will follow them. And because they look so genuine and because they quote the Bible, only they emphasize it differently. The Jehovah's Witness Bible, for example, is the Bible. And unless you know it well or you know what to look for, you will not know the difference. But when you go, for example, to first chapter of John and you start reading what it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and you read theirs, you will see it almost the same, except it says, and the Word was a God. Just one little A will change the whole meaning of the Godhead, of divinity of Christ. Then, fifth is counterfeit faith. Before that I said, a counterfeit gospel can only produce counterfeit faith. How can a counterfeit gospel produce genuine faith? Can't. And number five, counterfeit faith. One of the things we often hear is faith is the most important thing. If you have faith, everything is okay, people may say. Well, that's like saying medication is the most important thing. If you have some medication, just take it. You'll be healed. And yet, on television, and doctors are warning us to be careful what medication we take and how we take it and the dosage of the medication and the different medications that may, there may be a conflict. So the just because medication is there to help people, it doesn't mean that you can take any medication you want. You need to take the right medication. But if what you have is the wrong medication, then no matter how much of or how long you take that wrong medication, it will not help. And eventually, you will be in danger of losing your life by taking the wrong medication. True faith is not just believing in some power or to a God. True faith is believing and trusting in the one and only living God and His Son, Jesus Christ, and His gospel. Romans 10:17 says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. All those who follow and accept counterfeit teachers and their false gospels eventually become counterfeit Christians. Am I a counterfeit Christian? Are you a counterfeit Christian? Am I an actor acting like a Christian should be acting? Are you an actor acting as a Christian should? Are we the genuine thing? And if we are not sure, then we better run to the Bible and read the Bible and see whether what the Bible says, and not what MacArthur says, not what Joseph says, not what Dr. Graham says, and not what the Pope says, and not what anyone says, but what the Bible says. And if it's not in the Bible, then don't take it. Reject it. Throw it out. Genuine is the only thing that will save your soul. Someone said this morning, if someone commented and said to this person, how can I believe the Bible, and how do I know the Bible is the right book and it's the truth? And my comment was, believe it or not, if this is not the truth, then we all are to be pitied. Then I believe every Christian and everyone who says I'm a Christian should stop going to church, stop praying, stop doing anything. Because if this is not the truth, then we have nothing else. What should I believe in? Where do I get my information? And you say, well, okay, then you are a Christian because of this book. And what if this book is not right? If this book is not right, and if this book is not the breath of God, then there is nothing else that comes close to something that can change your life. But because this book is the breath of God, and because the Bible is a living word, and because Christ is a living God in me, and because the Holy Spirit is living in me, I know He is alive. I know this changes lives, not the book itself, not the letters, not the chapters, but the message, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Counterfeit faith. All those who follow and accept counterfeit teachers and their false gospel eventually become counterfeit Christians. Number six, counterfeit Christians. Counterfeit faith, counterfeit teachers, counterfeit faith, counterfeit Christians. Counterfeit Christians are in danger and they themselves become dangerous. Apostle Paul writes, I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, and in danger from false brothers. 2 Corinthians 11. 2 Timothy 2:16 says, avoid godless chatter because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Their teaching will spread like gangrene. I'm not saying these things. The Bible says, having a form of godliness, but denying its power, have nothing to do with them. Counterfeit Christian is one who does not hold to the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are many who claim to be Christian and even give the impression that they are good and religious people, but in reality, they are counterfeit. Jesus said, watch out. Luke 21:8. Watch out that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, claiming, I am he, and the time is near. Do not follow them. To follow a counterfeit might cost your life. The only way we can know what is genuine and what is counterfeit is by studying the genuine, the Word of God. Study the Word of God carefully, daily. Just remember that regardless of what a religious group or organization is called, if the people are following and honoring a man or a woman rather than God, they are counterfeit. There can only be one genuine. Philippians 2, verses 9 and 11. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above all, every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And if Jesus Christ is the only Lord, if Jesus Christ is the only Savior, why would I have to worship a man, follow a man, or help someone to spread the false and counterfeit doctrine? There are millions, and I'm not saying those Christians are bad people, or those people are bad people who are spreading, trying to teach and preach a doctrine that is not the genuine. They are victims of those who know what they're doing and who the devil uses to infiltrate and destroy the body of Christ, the church. Just because someone says, I'm a Christian, it doesn't make him a Christian. And the cliche goes, just because you are in a garage, it doesn't make you a car. And just because you are in a church, it doesn't make you a Christian. And just because you say you are a Christian, it doesn't make you a Christian. And just because you are baptized, it doesn't make you a Christian. And just because you take communion, it doesn't make you a Christian. And just because you are an elder or a pastor or a priest does not make you a Christian. The only time you must know that you are a Christian, or the only thing that makes you know you are a Christian, when you are born again and you start now feeling like the butterfly that from a little crawling creature became a flying, beautiful butterfly. And then you know you have the genuine thing. Now, some people may say, well, yeah, I'm a Mormon and I had that experience. No, I feel good. I dress well. I have a two-piece suit and white shirt and a tie, and I go and help people. That's true. But who is your leader? Who is your Lord? Who are you focusing on? And what is the promise of this leader? And the Bible says, Jesus is the only door. You cannot go through the window. You cannot go through the cracks. You cannot jump over. But you must only go through the door, which is being born again. And some people will say, oh yeah, again, born again. Well, that's the only thing Jesus said. When Nicodemus went there, he was a well-respected man. He told him the same thing. When a young man went, a religious man, he told him the same thing. The disciples said the same thing. And my preachers and my parents said the same thing. And because I experienced that new birth, and because the Lord helped me see myself the way I was and what He can make me, and when I surrendered my life to the Lord, that's when I experienced this new birth. Am I a holy person? No. Am I going through difficulties daily? Yes. Am I being tempted daily? Yes. Am I sinning? Unfortunately, yes. But also I know who has saved me and who has promised me and everyone who comes to Him that He is there to wash the sins away. That is why Jesus, when He taught the disciples to pray, said, when you pray, ask for forgiveness. But you also must be willing to forgive others. And as God forgives me, I should forgive others. True Christianity, true being born again believer, a true born again believer is a person who reflects Christ, not an organization, not a preacher, not a leader, not a doctrine, but reflects Christ. May God help us see the genuine and surrender our lives to the real Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for giving us Your precious word, the Bible. And Lord, without it, we have nothing. Without You, we are lost in a place where no one understands anyone, in a place where confusion is the rule, in a place where without Your hope, without Your light, we have nothing. May the Holy Spirit help us see the truth and accept it, and the truth will set us free. Amen.